Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, so this Therapy Thursday is looking a little different. We're going to do things a little different today because we have... I get so like... You know how, like, you have a secret?
Uh-huh.
Well, KB.
I can't.
KB earlier. I can keep a secret if it's a pinky swear. But if you don't pinky swear me, you know I'm going to probably tell
it's
it.
It's contractually binding with her. And if you don't, then it's all bets off.
It also took me 11 years to figure that out.
Well, I grew up in Michigan, so I just knew it would work. Just what we do.
I just figured that out today.
Okay. So I've had, you know, a few things that I have been... not talking about because, you know, just want to do it when I'm ready. Mm-hmm. And so I've got an announcement today, an announcement next week, and who knows from there what's going to happen.
By the way, I'm here as well, by the way. And East and I have been speculating as to what this would be.
What'd you say?
Ethan and I have been speculating as to what this might be because we've been told only that there's an announcement happening. You got to be there. It's going to rock the podcast.
Mark, we miss you.
It's always when Mark comes, I love it. There is something juicy.
Well, that's what I was told. So here I am, and I'm very excited to hear this.
Marky, well, Mark, I guess we are nervous. Your funky bunch. I hope you're ready. Buckle up.
I'm ready.
So, okay. Well, I guess before, I mean, Mark, how are you? Catch us up on your life.
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. Nothing exciting happening with me. Everything's fine. Kids are good. Wife's good. Everything's fine.
And back to you, Jana.
Yes, back to you. Nobody's tuning in for me.
When's the last time we talked, Mark?
Oh, boy. I don't know. It's been many months.
I mean...
Wasn't he speculating about your boyfriend at the time?
No, the I don't think because that was in November. I was like,
oh,
because you had once said, mm-hmm. There was a little nugget that you had said that I made people, I was like, hey, Mark said this a long time ago, that this is the person that he thinks I should date. And I said, no, never. And so when people were like, oh, do you have a boyfriend? And what does he do? And I said, it's interesting. Mark was right. And so then people went back to listen and they're like, oh, he must be in soccer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we haven't even spoken since then.
I don't think so.
I told Mark when he tuned in, I was like, I've grown an entire human since the last time I saw you. I've multiplied.
You sure have. Yeah.
Wow. We've missed you. You missed the baby shower, Mark.
It's great to be back. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Condolences. So, yeah.
I'm nervous.
You should be.
So am I, and I don't know why.
You knew.
I know, but I'm still nervous.
I didn't know.
I did.
You did?
I did.
What?
Did you see her face?
Kat
she goes,
knew?
You did? I go, I did. She goes,
I bet everybody listening would like to know what we're in on.
All right, what do you think, Mark and Easton?
Yeah, no, nothing we thought about, because Easton and I speculated on you're ending the podcast. We speculated on...
Ending the podcast?
Yeah.
Wow. Like, that would certainly rock it.
Yeah.
No, that would just roll That's it sad. Out.
No.
We were concerned that there's something involving your ex-husband, but that doesn't seem to be the case, just judging by the basic demeanor of the room. So I don't know. I'm lost.
Yeah.
For once, it doesn't revolve around the ex-husband. That feels good. Doesn't it all feel good to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
I would say we're into a new chapter. Go ahead, Kramer.
So Alan and I have been dating for November, December, January, February, March, April, May. 6.5 months.
Oh. When you 0.5 it. You know you're going for shelf life when you 0.5 it. Okay.
That's so true.
Oh. And he... I cannot. He asked me to marry him.
Oh, my God.
We need the video.
Wow.
Look at Easton's face.
Mark. Oh, my God. Mark.
Dad's here.
Wow.
Oh, I just can't. I froze that in my memory forever. The looks on your faces.
Mark's upset he didn't ask for permission first from him.
Yeah, where was that call?
Oh, he did ask for permission, but yeah, not to you.
No, mm-hmm. Not to podcast daddy.
Not to podcast daddy.
Podcast daddy abandoned me, and I have issues about abandonment. Yeah.
So. I mean, wow, 6.5 months in.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. It seems you can go ahead with that.
Well, I mean, I think that the average listener right now is thinking to themselves, this seems a little fast, uh-huh, considering what we've been through previously.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Very.
It seems like she might be in a place where she would want to take some time on something like this and not rush into anything.
Right.
For fear of it, for fear of it ending painfully.
Would we also agree, though, that in our growth, I like that we are all marrying Alan at this point. Would we also agree that Jana's discernment is a little tighter now because we know what we like and what we don't like, and we know what, yes, we will settle for and what we won't settle for? So perhaps we don't need to wait 10 years because we're pushing 40, and we can just marry who we love when we're ready to marry them. Oh.
I mean, I think there's a happy medium between 6 months and 10 years. Have you hit 6 months with anybody since your divorce?
No.
And certainly not 6.5.
So not even 3.
Okay. And so no qualms whatsoever. So I guess, okay, let's focus on the positive. Let's focus on the event itself. Where was it? How did it go down? And did you see it coming?
Me or Jana? Because
I think I was talking to Jana.
I was
shocked.
Yes.
Okay, continue.
Were you though?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I really was, truly.
I feel like you guys were expecting it like back in December, like a month in.
No, and I'm not a good liar. I really didn't know.
I definitely was expecting it back in December. Without a doubt.
Kramer, am I the only one who really thinks you're a changed woman?
I am.
It has nothing to do with that.
I know, yeah, but I didn't expect it in December.
I didn't mean it in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And like that I feel like y'all are perfect for each other way.
Yeah.
And why wait?
Let's get to my favorite part, the romance.
Hold on. He has some questions and Jana hasn't answered them.
Sorry. He took me and
the romance,
the kids. So we had some people over during the day, like a little pool party thing.
Summer hang.
And he took me and the kids. He's like, hey, it's a beautiful night. Let's go for a walk. And let's go walk up to the new house. So I was just like, okay. And so we walked up and the kids are, you know, running around the house and looking at the rooms. And because I don't know if I, but like my house is going to be done in August. So, you know, the house is really coming along. And so I like to go there, check up things or whatever. So it was a really beautiful night. And me and the kids were all sitting, like after they ran around, we were all sitting on the front porch of the steps. Front porch steps, yeah, and just looking out at the view because the view is just, I mean, stunning. And he was like, he said my name, and I was, you know, I got up or whatever, and then he got down on one knee, and then Jolie just started jumping up and down.
Oh,
it was the cutest thing ever. It's like she knew what was happening.
Oh, before he even really said anything.
Yeah, because it's like I think like maybe. She's seen getting sure. down on knees yeah. or, yeah. Oh,
that's sweet.
So, yeah, she started jumping up and down and then she's just like, you're getting married. And then he said, you know, I kind of blacked out at that point. He said some things and.
Like a good paragraph. I love a paragraph.
It was like a few sentences.
Yeah, that
it
feels
like,
good.
You know, you're the love of my life. And I just, I, you know, will you marry me? Something, something, something.
Yeah. Like,
fair. King's address. Yes.
King's address. Mm-hmm. And then we just both started crying. Aww. And it was, yeah, and it felt very sentimental given the front porch of like the new house and new beginnings. And it just felt right. And so, yeah, said yes. Kids were all super excited. And then we walked back down the hill and sat outside on the porch and the back porch, watched the sunset, and just it was perfect. I could not have. We were actually supposed to be in Jamaica, but the something happened with the resort or whatever, and so we ended up staying here. And but I honestly like that is exactly what I would have wanted was at the house. And didn't he ask you mm-hmm. like what he should do or not what he should do? Or
we
right,
had a couple conversations.
Yeah, I'm like all of a sudden Alan's like, "Hey, Catherine, come here." I'm like, "What is going on?"
Yeah, we had a couple conversations.
I am just still a little in awe that you knew.
I didn't know that day.
So he didn't even know he was doing it that day.
I didn't know that day.
Yeah.
Which could not have been more perfect. But
yeah.
Otherwise, I knew.
Well, Alan doesn't trust me, so I'll have to talk to him about that.
No, he gets, you know.
So what did he say to you?
Well, the first conversation, y'all were going to Jamaica. Uh-huh. So we were kind of talking about around that, like, you know, he's like, well, you know, do I tell all of our conversation?
We hold nothing back here.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but like, he was like, you know, so I was thinking Jamaica, but like, I feel like that's kind of expected and not that, you know, whatever. So maybe I do it before we go and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh yeah, that's a good question. We didn't, you know. And then I knew he had the ring at that point. And then when he called me into the room the other day, he was asking me my opinion on the boxes.
Which it box was box choices and he didn't even ask me.
So I helped him with that, which he knew. I mean, he was like, I feel like this one's cheesy. This one's perfect, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, so when and where? And he's like, well, you know, I'm trying to figure that out. I already talked to her mom and blah, blah, blah. And but I was thinking like the new house would be. And I was like, yes. He's like, is that romantic enough? I'm like, that is like perfect, Jana. Like mm-hmm. it's sentimental.
Yes.
It means something.
Like, real life.
Screw the other like big whatever. Like
I
that's
don't
not
need
her thing.
The yeah. roses and this. Like, I mean, the whole glam yeah. setup. No. Like the sentimental little things is like, I mean, it could not have been more perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that was basically it.
Thank God he had a fresh manicure.
I know.
I mean.
Well, what's funny about that is I broke my nail. I was making Jace's bed because, you know, we're obviously leaving the house. And so I'm cleaning up, making the bed. I had an inspection guy come in that day. And, I, you know, oh God, it was so bad. But I was like tucking the sheet in. And then my finger got caught to the wall and it completely snapped. Like you can see the bloodline right there in my like.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was hurting so bad. So I went that day like 2 days before.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, didn't even plan it. You know?
I actually thought that when you sent us the picture. I was like, oh, her nails look great.
Yeah, well done, Kramer.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't know either. I mean, we had discussed, I know that he's my person. And to me, like I was even talking to my ex about this because he was asking, he's like, all right, do you think this is, and I'm like, yeah, I was like, but I think we'll get married one day, but I don't think, like, I really don't need to have
That's why I think I was so surprised.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that has just been the feeling around it. Like, yeah. We know.
Yeah.
That he's the guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
that's an interesting conversation with your ex. Did you call him to give him a heads up?
Well, there's some.
I mean, the kids know, so he was going to find out.
Yeah. And so.
But did you want him to hear it from you and not from the kids?
Well, so Jolie had asked him. Well, so like Mike and I have had conversations about, like, because he likes Alan. They've hung out, you know, they're at games and stuff, nice. Like together. Like, it's everything's great. And, good. You know, he had asked me, he's like, so what do you see this as, you know, do you think you and Alan will get married? And I'm like, you know, we've definitely talked about it. And I, you know, but I'm also not like, we have to get married at this point and we have to be engaged by this point. Cause that piece of like the anxiety of it, I'm like, I know he's my person. I trust him. Like, there's no anxiousness attached to that. So he already knew that, like, he's my partner, whether we get married or engaged or whatever. So,
That's nice. So he was, but not that it matters, but he was happy for you and supportive.
Oh yeah, he was. We had a little thing, and so Jolie was FaceTiming him, and she's like, "Guess what, Daddy? Mommy's engaged." And he's like, "Oh, that's nice." And so, you know, I would have liked to have told him, but I also am like, I don't want Jolie to have to keep secrets from her dad. Yeah. So, yeah. So then he was like, hey, can I talk to mommy? And so I got the phone and I was like, hello.
Good day.
And he was like, congratulations. And then he was like, you know, can we talk for a minute? I'm like, of course. And so went in the room and, you know, we were just dealing with, you know, a co-parenting situation we had to kind of figure out. And then once we resolved that conversation, then he was like, hey, I'm really happy for you. And, you know, he's like, Alan's a great guy. And I'm just like, thank you. And he's just like, and actually, it really, I started to cry. And he goes, because he goes, of all people, you deserve to have someone that loves you and respects you. And like, you deserve this. So I was just like, he's like, after everything I put you through, and he's like, you deserve this more than anyone. And it meant so much to me that he said that.
That is fantastic. It seems very self-aware on his part.
Yeah. So I'm just like, thank you so much. Because I mean, it's not, he didn't want it to end up looking like this either, you know? So, but, you know, we're both so happy. And I think, like, I root for his happiness. And the fact that, like, he also is, like, rooting as well. Like, it's
genuinely rooting.
Genuinely, yeah. And, I mean, in his part, too, he's probably happy the narrative's changing a little bit.
Sure.
You know, so. Sure.
But I think he's genuinely really happy.
I do, too.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah. He always wanted you to be happy. And I know that that's hard to probably see, but I truly do think that he always wanted you to be happy.
Yeah. I believe that.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I don't think his intentions were ever malicious. It was his own stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I can look at it now and go, okay, like, I don't think he meant to hurt me. I just don't think he knew what, you know, at the time, you know, we just, yeah. So.
I mean, it seems great. Seems very healthy. Seems very happy. Have you discussed the actual plans for the actual wedding?
Not in a rush. So maybe next year or the next year after that. Yeah, no rush.
Really? It could be 24, 25.
Could be 24, 25. Yeah.
Well, then that's great. Yeah. Then you're not really rushing into much at all, are you?
No, that's the thing. Like, we're just like, I think too, you know, people are like, oh, we probably need, you know, like a visa or something. And I'm like, no, he doesn't. This isn't like that. I could just see, I'm like, okay, what are people going to say? I already know people are going to come after me because of my past. I get it, you know? And it's like, I've made dumb decisions when I was 19, 20, 20, whatever. Can continue on. But like, you know, at the same time, I was also in a situation where like, yeah, I didn't want my last marriage to go the way that it did. Like, that wasn't like, you know, I would have stayed in that forever. So, I know the people will come after and say comments and will be like, oh, I give this however many months. And it's like, cool. Like, you can say whatever you want. Like, at this point, it's like, I just am at a place where like, I now know and I now feel and I now know that like, I am allowed to be happy and like, I deserve the happiness. So I'm not gonna let those comments affect me or discourage me. And also, yeah, like, we're not rushing into things. We're not getting married next month. Like, it'll be sometime next year or the next year after that.
And are you done having children or are more a possibility?
Well, we've always kept it tied, so I personally think she should have another, but that's just me. Oh, yeah. This just feels like I've been on a big fat island for the last three trimesters.
Yeah, I don't know.
Guess we'll see.
We'll see. Stay tuned.
Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require.
Should we get Alan on?
Yes. Will he come on?
I think so.
Closed captioning brought to you by.
I know. This is going to be hard.
This is going to get tricky with that Scottish accent.
Let me text him right now. Hold on a second. Let me call him.
Is he saved under Alan or fiance?
I changed him to fiance.
That aww, feels very on-brand. I kind of knew.
Let's see if he'll come on. I hope he answers and says something nice.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, baby. You want to come on the podcast?
Yeah, I'll come on.
Okay. Okay. All right, bye. I got to plug in like another mic. I just plug it in, yeah? Okay. Welcome to Wind Down, Alan.
Thank you for having me.
Is this Alan's first time?
This is Alan's first time.
I'm actually shocked you're here.
I am too. I'm kind of nervous.
I am too. It's great though.
Should we get started?
Yeah.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on etoin.com using code JANA. That's code JANA. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.